Ottawa. A Guatemala-based forensic anthropology organization is extending its hand to Indigenous peoples in Canada looking to potentially recover remains of children on the grounds of former residential schools. Freddy Pecciarelli, a founding member of the Guatemalan Forensic Anthropology Foundation, has been working for nearly 30 years to bring home bodies of the disappeared Maya civilians who were killed during the 36-year civil war in Guatemala that ended in 1996. He said he's seen firsthand how the pain caused by the loss of family members and their missing remains can rupture through generations and communities. "It doesn't go away," he said. Pecciarelli said his group's indigenous-led excavations identify the remains of as many as 125 people per year, on average, which are returned to families and communities. More than 8,000 bodies have been recovered in the organization's exhumations in Guatemala, and nearly half, or 3,800, have been identified. In Canada, Indigenous peoples have been grappling with how to bring deceased family members home from the grounds of former residential schools. An estimated 150,000 Indigenous children were forced to attend residential schools, of which more than 60% were run by the Catholic Church. Survivors of the schools have been speaking out for decades about the possibility of unmarked graves at the sites, prompting the Truth and Reconciliation Commission to release a report on missing children and unmarked burials in 2016. But it wasn't until 2021, when TKMLP's Te Secuapmc announced its finding of what are believed to be 215 unmarked graves at a former residential school in Kamloops, BC, that the country and the world took notice. Pecciarelli was one of those outside of Canada who watched keenly as the news emerged. He said his first thought was that First Nations should develop an independent Indigenous-led forensics team that could conduct work similar to his organization's. "No one is going to treat searches with as much respect and dignity, and for as long as it takes to do it, like First Nations people," said Pecciarelli. "It's the most dignified way." He added that his group has worked with others in Mexico and Rwanda to train people on how to collect DNA, excavate graves and repatriate remains. "It is willing to do the same in Canada," he said. Pecciarelli isn't the only person to say that Indigenous actors should be at the forefront of searches for children's remains. Kimberly Murray, the federally appointed special interlocutor for missing children and unmarked graves and burial sites, has cited the Guatemalan organization's work as an example of how things could unfold in Canada. A recent report from the Senate's Indigenous Peoples Committee quoted Murray expressing concerns with the federal government's handling of potential residential school searches. Earlier this year, the federal government signed a technical arrangement with the International Commission on Missing Persons, an organization based in The Hague that works to find people missing due to armed conflict, human rights abuses and disasters. The group was engaged to consult with Indigenous communities about the options they have to identify and repatriate missing children. But Murray said Ottawa didn't first consult with Indigenous-led organizations and advisory bodies that have experience working with survivors and missing children, adding she didn't believe the international group had the cultural competency or experience to hold engagement sessions with Indigenous communities in Canada. She also expressed concerns that the federal government would be too involved in the work and would retain control over any data the group collected, despite its promise that the work would be conducted independently. In the meantime, searches have already begun in Canada. Last month, members of Minigozeeb Anishinaabe, a Manitoba-based First Nation located northwest of Winnipeg, began a search with archaeologists and scientists from Brandon University to search the grounds of the former Pine Creek Residential School. Minigozeeb Anishinaabe is believed to be one of the first communities in Canada to begin conducting such a search. This report by the Canadian Press was first published August 4, 2023, with files from Brittany Hobson in Winnipeg. Alessia Passafium, the Canadian Press.